This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My name is Ahmad. This question just come to my mind about unity in the Muslim Ummah. I'm referring it to on a wider and global scale. Before that, I'd like to mention that...
Excuse me, sir. Can you just move a little further from the mic? Yes, that's good.
I would like to mention, for more than 1,000 years, the Muslim Ummah were united under one nation and one leadership. One nation is the Daulah Islamiyah until 1924 was the time, was the year when the last Muslim Ummah came down. That was the Daulah Osmaniyah. After 1924, the Muslim community separated and divided into more than 40 small and weak countries with more than 40 leaders. So my question is it time for the Muslim community now to work towards building one nation, for example, from Morocco to Indonesia, under one leadership to get the real unity?
Brothers, the question that the Khilafah, the last Khilafah, we had a Khilafah Islam, Osmania in Turkey, which was by the enemies of Islam, they got together and they had it abolished, and there were protests throughout the Muslim Ummah in 1924, and you forgot to mention there was a pact. There was a pact by the enemies of Islam which made with Ataturk that for 100 years they cannot claim, and that 100 years is going to end in the next 5 years. I think it's 1923, it's not 1924. So in 2023 or 2024, after 5 years, this pact between the enemies of Islam and Ataturk of Turkey is going to end. And we have one bold Muslim leader, the Erdogan, who is fighting with the odds, and alhamdulillah, we pray to Allah that may Allah support him, and the full world is against him. They tried a coup to remove him. Allah helped him, alhamdulillah, and he's fighting against the Western world, being in Europe. That there is any change from the prime ministership to presidentialship, and he won that. And we leave it in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray for him. Inshallah, if the Muslim is again united in one banner. But the problem is, most of the Muslim countries would not want to be under one banner. The problem is the Muslim. If all the Muslims today, 2 billion Muslims unite under one, they will start thinking, if he becomes leader, where will my seat go? So I don't think so. Unfortunately, the Muslim countries will agree. But if they agree on a common, they can come and discuss common, not that anyone wants to take away your power. Even if they take away your power and give you Jannah in return, that's a very good bargain. But the problem is, how many Muslim politicians in the world, they care for Jannah? How many? I don't know. Any. Maybe you can count on your fingertips. Very few. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the enemies of Islam are joining together, and many of our Muslims are helping the enemies to attack the Muslims. What more do you want? What can you do? This is the state our beloved Prophet had predicted. He predicted it. We at least, number one, what you should do is see to it that I should see that I myself, am I following the Quran or Sunnah? Allah will not question me on the Khilafah when I'm not responsible for it. First, Allah will question me, am I following or not? Yes, if I'm someone who can really make a difference, Allah will question me. But first I should see that, am I doing my faraiz or not? My salah, my zakat, my saum, my dawah, my good deeds, am I honest or not? I should not be corrupt. I should not be dishonest. I should be loving. All these things. If everyone takes care about that, inshallah, the ummah will become better. But the problem is we don't read the Quran and Sunnah with understanding. And anyone who follows Quran and Sunnah, you say the person is backward. Who is more forward than our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I don't know anyone who's more modern than the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may he unite the ummah. Whether they do it or not, whether Erdogan does or not. But there are various hadith of a prophet talking about that. The times of Akhirah, the signs of, there are minor signs, there are major signs. Minor signs, many have come. The last final messenger came. Then, inshallah, Isa alayhi salam will come. Then Mehdi alayhi salam will come. The Prophet has given Basharat that those people who support Mehdi alayhi salam, they'll be given highest level in Jannah. And then there'll be a fight. Then there'll be a war. Then again Khilafat will be reinstated. Inshallah, it will. Whether we live or not, we don't know. It will come. What we should do presently is we should see to it that we do our duty, what Allah and His Rasul had told us. That is number one. Your personal. Then your society. Then the higher level. And inshallah, as long as we stick to Quran and Sunnah, we keep on following it, we keep on propagating it, inshallah, Allah doesn't require you and me or any politician to make his deen prevail. Allah doesn't require Erdogan or anyone. Allah doesn't require Zakir to make his deen prevail. I mean the rubbish that we are. Allah is going to make his deen prevail and it will happen. The Quran has said that. We only pray to Allah that may He make us instrumental so that we get Jannah easily. Hope that answers the question.